Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where the useful question is not, can an agent do it? But, what evidence survives after the agent says it is done? Today's standout thread is a practical one. The agent stack is getting more embodied, more voice native, and more tool hungry, while the research lane is pushing back with verified task construction, on-call benchmarks, and cost-aware tool budgets. In plainer terms, builders are making agents feel more present. But the serious work is still about receipts. If an agent can browse, talk, coordinate, and patch production systems, then every claim needs a trail. What did it inspect? What did it change? What failed closed? And what budget did it spend to get there? The new ledger item today is NVIDIA's Molt, surfaced through MarkTechPost's open source lane. Molt is described as a PyTorch-native framework for agentic reinforcement learning, with roughly 8,600 lines and throughput claimed near a Megatron-based stack. That matters because agentic RL keeps moving from research notebook to infrastructure problem. The hard part is not only teaching a model to call tools, it is collecting trajectories, scoring them, replaying them, and keeping the implementations small enough that teams can audit what happened. My take, the most interesting phrase here, is not reinforcement learning, it is PyTorch native. Agent builders are tired of beautiful ideas trapped inside exotic training stacks. If Molt really keeps the loop legible, it becomes part of the verification story. A second ledger item is Agent Browser, a new Hacker News signal around browser automation for AI. The product page frames it as a browser made for agents, rather than a human browser awkwardly driven by automation hooks. This is the right direction, but it raises the old trap in a sharper form. A browser agent needs more than screenshots and clicks. It needs stable action logs, permission boundaries, replayable sessions, and page state evidence. Otherwise, the browser becomes a theatrical surface where the model performs competence and nobody can reconstruct the path. The third signal is Conall's post on building agents that survive their own execution. The framing is useful. Long-running agents fail not only because they reason badly, but because their runtime state collapses under interruptions, partial work, side effects, and resumption. That is a mature concern. The next generation of agent platforms will be judged less by demo smoothness and more by whether a half-finished run can resume without amnesia, duplicated actions, or silent drift. The model release lane is not as noisy as yesterday, but there are two useful developments. AMD's Instellar MoE 16B A3B, reported by MarkTechPost, is a fully open mixture of experts language model with 16 billion total parameters and about 2.8 billion active parameters per token, trained on AMD Instinct GPUs. For builders, the headline is not just another parameter count. It is open MoE experimentation tied to non-NVIDIA accelerator infrastructure. If open-weight agent stacks are going to be deployable across real fleets, hardware diversity matters. The second model side item is Times FM 2.5. Through a MarkTechPost deployment walkthrough covering backtesting, covariates, anomaly detection, and scalable collab use. It is not an agent framework, but it is a reminder that many production agents need strong specialist models rather than one heroic general model. Forecasting agents live or die on evaluation discipline. Backtests, known covariates, anomaly handling, and honest error curves. A time series assistant without those checks is just a spreadsheet with a confident voice. On the tooling shelf, Qwen Audio's Qwen Audio Agent Repository is worth watching. It describes a real-time voice runtime for agents with more than 1,600 stars after being created in late July. Voice agents are no longer just speech-to-text wrapped around chat. The runtime has to manage presence, interruption, latency, turn-taking, and tool work while the conversation continues. That makes voice a systems problem. Event loops, buffers, cancellation, and state machines, not a mere interface flourish. Better Harness from Coder AI also continues the week's strongest pattern. Its pitch is to turn project and session evidence into loop-level insights, prioritized improvements, and verifiable next steps inside coding agents. That lands directly in the tiny verifier lane. A harness should not only ask a model whether the work is better, it should preserve the artifacts that prove which tests ran, which files changed, what failed, and what the next loop learned. Axis Agentic and Axis RL from XYZ AI Lab point at the same convergence from another angle: runtime plus trajectory collection plus agentic reinforcement learning. When teams start talking about long horizon agents, trajectory data becomes the raw ore. If the traces are messy, private, or impossible to replay, the training signal is mush. If they are typed, versioned, and tied to outcomes, improvement becomes an engineering discipline. The trending GitHub lane had several new or newly active repositories. Quen Audio Agent leads the practical voice agent slot at about 1,685 stars, and it matters because the agent interface is moving from request-response chat to continuous interaction. Coder AI Better Harness is at roughly 1,400 stars and matters because it treats agent work as a loop with evidence, not a single answer. That is exactly where coding agent reliability work is headed. XYZ AI Lab AxRL has roughly 900 stars, and Axis Agentic is close behind. Together, they suggest a tooling cluster around collecting long-horizon trajectories and training agent behavior from real workflows. Crit AI's OpenCrit, around 650 stars, is another security-shaped entrant. It orchestrates agents to find real vulnerabilities in code. The caution is obvious, but important. Security agents need adversarial imagination, but they also need hard boundaries, reproducible findings, and human-reviewable proof. The agent thinks there is a bug is not a vulnerability report. A minimal reproduction, affected code path, and severity rationale are. The research lane was unusually aligned with today's theme. Change Task proposes converting real repository changes into executable coding agent tasks and environments. That is valuable because coding agent benchmarks are only as good as their task provenance. Pull requests contain intent, context, diffs, tests, and review traces. Turning that into healthy, replayable environments could produce evaluation data that is much harder to game than synthetic bug prompts. OrcaBench asks how ready language model agents are for on-call work. This is the right stress test. On-call is messy. Logs, metrics, traces, source code, ambiguous reports, time windows, and simultaneous faults. The paper describes more than 1,000 root cause analysis tasks over an instrumented microservice system with expert-curated ground truth. That is a serious benchmark shape because it evaluates whether agents can connect evidence across observability surfaces, not merely propose a plausible fix. AskChem offers a claim-centered infrastructure for chemistry literature synthesis. Even outside chemistry, the design is instructive. It changes retrieval from paper lists to provenance-carrying claims, each grounded in a DOI and quote or evidence locator, then exposes search, taxonomy, graph structure, and MCP access. That is exactly the kind of substrate knowledge agents need. Not, here are 10 documents, but here are the claims, where they came from, and how they relate. Scores are not decisions. Tackles tool acquisition for LLM agents. The paper argues that ranking tools is not enough. The harness must decide how many tools are worth acquiring under cost, privacy, and context pressure. Their CAMDF approach reportedly exposes agents to 37% fewer tools while maintaining comparable task success. That is a lovely little verifier idea. Before the model acts, decide whether the next tool's marginal value clears its cost. And Tariq, a travel planning benchmark, matters because it uses deterministic rule-based evaluation over feasibility, budget, geography, hallucination, and persona constraints. Travel may sound consumerish, but the core problem is general. One artifact must satisfy many constraints at once, and the evaluator should be able to prove why it passes or fails. A Hacker News Ask HN thread asked why AI agents need skills instead of well-organized markdown. The answer emerging from the wider stack is that skills are less about file format and more about dispatch. When to load knowledge, how to scope it, how to version it, and how to keep procedures from contaminating unrelated tasks. Another HN signal, Galda, pitches a way to return to Claude Code or Codex sessions without spelunking through Git. That is small, but it points to an unsolved workflow need. Agents create long-lived context, and users need navigable session memory that is not just a terminal scrollback. A third HN thread complains that the Claude Code plugin marketplace has no price field. Even if the specific product changes, the category lesson stands. Agent extension marketplaces need metadata for price, permissions, provenance, and risk. Otherwise, installation becomes vibes-based supply chain management. So the through line today is simple. Agents are becoming more present, but presence is not proof. Voice runtimes, browser surfaces, agentic RL loops, and specialist models all make the interface richer. The durable progress is in the boring-sounding machinery underneath. Replayable trajectories, deterministic evaluators, cost-aware tool gates, claim-level provenance, and session state that survives interruption. For builders, the useful bet is not which agent feels magical today. It is which stack leaves enough evidence that tomorrow's failure can be diagnosed. That is where trust compounds. Build the receipt trail first, and the magic has somewhere safe to stand.